This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
If you come home, if your wife says something about your mother says something about your wife, and sometimes you're in a big dilemma, right? A lot of brothers face this. Some of you are smiling. You better not laugh too loud because she'll know who laughed. I'm saying that. If you side with your wife, you lose your mother. On this case, if you side with your mother, you lose your wife. So what do you do? What do you do? Has anyone give me a suggestion? What do you do? Huh? Anyone put your hands up? What do you do?
Walk away.
Well, you still got the problem. You can walk away. I sometimes say this. I say sometimes, you know, if your wife gives you, you know, a good hearing sometimes, and you walk away, she, you know, and you come back to her, she's going to start the second khutbah. You know what I'm saying? So you had khutbah one, now you're going to come back for khutbah two. So you're going to deal with it. You're going to deal with your head on. What do you do? What you do is you be a person, a man, and you turn to your wife, and you turn to your mother respectfully, and you tell both of them where you are. You tell your wife, look, I want you to stop for the sake of what? For the sake that this is my mother, this is your mother. So just stop. Just let things go. She's a bit old. She's saying these things. Just hold on. You know, hold on to your complaints. Then you tell the mother. Go separately to the mother. Say, Mom, look, she's young. You know, she's young. You were young at one time. Just let go. Let go, whatever she said. And of course, your mother's not going to stop. Your wife's not going to stop. And you in the middle, just stay in the middle. Stay in the middle. Don't go left, don't go right. You go left, you're going to cause one problem. You go right, you cause another problem. Be a man, stay in the middle. Now both of them are stopping you. Start from the right, start from the left. Sometimes it's better to take slap from both sides, brother. I'm being honest with you. Sometimes better. Okay, if your wife is wrong, you will put her in a place. If your mother is in the wrong, you will have to use your hikmah and try and explain to her in the best way you can. But mother's a mother. To you, you're the baby. You know what I'm saying? Even though you're a father, you're still a baby. Right? And sometimes it's very hard to explain to the mother. What do? You stay in the middle. And you hold your ground. You tell your wife to back off. That's the easy one you tell to back off. With your mother, you try and explain to her. But don't lose the respect of your mother. You don't have to be harsh towards your wife either, but just be a man and keep them separate. The thing is, sometimes we're in a difficult position, we have to do that. You have to just manage in between. And what you then do is, put your focus on something else. Put your focus on something else. And try and make the situation such that both of them see something else. Because if you can divert their attention in different directions, you could probably just, you know, stay in survival mode. But it's not an easy situation. Sometimes it's difficult. You can't get out of a situation. You can't just solve it. But you have to still manage. What you don't do is you don't break the etiquette of Islam. If now you're rude to your mother, that's a crime you made. If you're rude to your mother, that's a separate crime you did. Separate to what your wife, whatever problem she's got with your mother, her mother-in-law, you've now done a crime. If you now tell your wife something, she's in the right, and you try and, you know, be nasty to her in some way, again, it's not right for you to do that. So you're in a difficult position, but don't break, just because, you know, one sheikh said a wonderful thing, just because someone was cruel to you does not give you the license to be cruel to them. Because that's a separate crime. Now, some people say this, some people say, he made me swear. He made me swear. No one can make you swear, my friend. No one. No one can make you swear. He made me angry. No. Sorry. You became angry. No one can make you angry. If you decide not to be angry, let's say, for example, look, let's say right now, if a brother came up to me and he's like, you know, Sheikh, listen, and he starts, and then Sheikh, next to me says, he's a little bit, if it was a true case that this guy got a mental problem and he's having a go at me, and Sheikh tells me that this person got a, what will I do? I'm going to calm down straight away. Because he's a bit tapped in the head. Son, you have excuse, make excuse for them. I won't get angry. I don't need to get angry. If a child came right now, did something silly, why should I get angry on the child? Is the child doing son? But if an adult does it, I can do exactly the same thing. I can stop, pause, I can take my time, how I want to react. See, my reaction is my reaction. I'm responsible for that. What they did to me, they're responsible for that. They're going to go in front of Allah and give their you know, answer to Allah. But my reaction to what they did is a separate thing. Allah will ask me on the day of judgment, why did you react like that? Nobody can make you swear at anyone. Nobody can make you be angry at anyone. It's my reaction to whatever situation is. Anyway, just to conclude, is that when information spreads, you make sure that you verify it. Stop in your tracks. Go to the source. Find out who said it. Find out if it was true. Find out if somebody manipulated. Find out if somebody misconstrued the information. Find out if along the way Chinese whispers started. Sometimes Chinese whispers start. One guy says something, then another guy says nothing, another guy says nothing, and then in the end it turns into something else. Go to the original source. If you can't get to the original source, do tawakkuf. What's tawakkuf? Tawakkuf is you stop, you neither go this way or that way, you don't even get bothered with anything. Look.